The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, it's almost a week since those two powerful earthquakes hit densely populated areas of Venezuela, with the latest report saying that the healthcare system there is being pushed right to its limits. And the number of those confirmed to have died is close to 2,000 now. But the UN says it stands ready to provide 10,000 body bags. Claudia Gonzalez from World Vision Venezuela joins me on the line now from near Caracas. Claudia, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today. We'll start with the good news. You've had two rescues overnight, considered miracle rescues at this stage.
Yes. We're very happy, you know, to understand that there's still hope. And we confirmed to people that during the early morning was rescued alive. And maybe there are, you know, some more, but those are the ones we can confirm. So that, you know, puts our hearts happier.
But as time goes on, you would expect that to happen less often. I mean, really now it's a recovery operation.
Yes, even though we have been on the field since last Wednesday, and the families are still outside the collapsed building trying to get their relatives out of the concrete. And that is something that might not happen.
Tell me a little bit about what you are seeing exactly where you are, what has been happening over the last 6 days.
We are seeing everything. This is a catastrophe, and it is, you know, I believe the bigger that Latin America had in the history. There's thousands of people, 15,000 confirmed, that families that lost their houses or are unable to go back to their homes. And there's a lot of people sleeping in the street and trying to protect them during the night and during the day, because there's have been some rains since yesterday. So the situation is still a mess. And you know, we're trying to deal with the families that lost everything, and it's something bigger.
And you have children, I understand, too, who have lost their parents. Is there anywhere for those children to go?
Yes, there are schools and really faith-based organizations that are organizing shelter for the kids that, you know, are alone. Some of them lost not only their parents, they lost all their family. Some of them haven't been reunited with their family, and we are everywhere, you know, making sure that the kids are okay. And that we need to be there to be their voices.
And is help coming? Are you seeing, Claudia, help coming from the state and from countries outside of Venezuela where rescue workers are arriving? Is that happening?
Yes, we have been receiving help from everywhere. Just to tell you the truth, the solidarity of the world, we are not going to be able to thank, you know, all the solidarity that we have had in the last days. Even though World Vision, it's organizing a fundraising campaign where, you know, everyone touched by this catastrophe can go into our webpage in your countries and donate for the children of Venezuela. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, it's the same happening everywhere.
Orla Guerin from the BBC has arrived in the last couple of days and has been reporting that what she has seen in some areas is that local people are digging through the rubble with their bare hands, and that there is very little help coming to professional rescue workers to help them. Now, she did say on the afternoon of one of the days that she was there, she did witness some help coming, but in the main, it is people going out there looking for their own family members. Is that the case where you are?
It's the case everywhere. The truth is that the, you know, Venezuelans went out, even, you know, after the tragedy they had, to look for people that are alive, to rescue people that was buried. We had, you know, the most extremely emotion of solidarity everyone went to the streets and to tell the truth, the citizens are the ones that came first. That and that's something that we need to say. Mm-hmm. The citizens are the one that came first, that helped the people first. But this is big, you know. We're talking about more than 800 buildings collapses in the states of La Guaira, Carabobo, Falcón, Aragua, Miranda, Distrito Capital. It's more than a half of the country hurt, deeply hurt.
And Claudia, the day when this happened, it was a public holiday, which meant a lot of people were in their homes. Is that right?
Yeah, and the thing is that La Guaira is the coast of Caracas. It's where the International Airport of Maiquetía was based. And there's a lot of people that have apartments in front of the ocean, and they don't live there, but, you know, during the weekends or holidays, they go there. And it was a holiday, and people was there. So there are buildings where the people doesn't know how many families were really there. So it's just a calamity.
Mm-hmm. And with so many people still missing, is hope fading amongst the population? I know you said that it's difficult to get your head around it, and we can only imagine what that is like. But are people coming to terms with the fact that those who are missing may now be gone?
Yes. Yes, that's what, you know, everyone is saying, and the relatives just want to close the chapter, burying their relatives. So right now, a lot of families are just asking for the bodies to bury them and close the chapter.
Okay, well, Claudia, thank you for joining us from Venezuela this morning. Claudia Gonzalez from World Vision. And as Claudia said, if you want to donate to World Vision or any of the aid organizations who are doing their best to help in Venezuela, they would be delighted to get any and all support. It is a desperate situation that they are trying to deal with there in that country.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.